Artis Gilmore will jump against Sidney Wicks. The Cinderella team, the unknown.
Not even a decade after black men protesting segregation were bloodied by white people wielding axe handles in downtown Jacksonville, the city's white and black residents rallied around one of the first integrated basketball teams of the Jim Crow South.
In storytelling, you have to break character down to his lowest point before you build him up for triumph. And that was, you know, part and parcel of what we had to do here.
That's JU alum and producer of the film, Frank Pace. Pace moved from New York to Jacksonville to start school in 1968, a year before the JU Dolphins would shine a national spotlight on the sleepy River City.
Segregation was still in effect in Jacksonville in the spring of 68. It wasn't until the fall of 68 that integration began in the school system. And that was very, as Frank Casey said, eye-opening to me.
JU center and NBA Hall of Famer Artis Gilmore averaged more than 26 points a game and stood at an imposing 7 foot 2 inches tall. He and his fellow black teammates describe in the documentary the hazards of traveling through the South even during the team's miracle run. Pace says Gilmore's grace as a newly minted sports star helped people bury their overt prejudice and root for the hometown team. And he hopes the team story, as told through his documentary, can do the same thing for people today.
This will be a reminder to some and a primer for others who weren't alive in the 60s. The 60s aren't that long ago.
You can watch Pace's documentary on NBA TV February 19th. Ryan Bank, 89.9 WJCT News.